Hi, it's Phil Hendry. It's time for episode 442 of our classic podcast. And this is from April of 2001 when Larry Grover came on, who's the chairman of Conservatives of Kern County, a guy who also lives with his mom there, sleeping on a cot on the service porch of her home in Culver City, California. Anyway, Larry was on the show to address kids in the audience. He wanted them to make sure they reported their parents and teachers as communists if they have any liberal leanings. And this was hot on the heels of some incident between the United States and Chinese that, quite frankly, I was too lazy to look up, but you can if you'd like. April of 2001, an incident involving aircraft. Let's listen anyway to how Larry sorts all of this out with episode 442 of our classic podcast.
Looking at this, obviously, from the standpoint of the political scene, is Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. He's been watching this very closely from his home in Culver City. And Larry, we thank you for coming on the air with us right now to talk a little bit about this. You guys published over the last few days a pamphlet outlining how this could be rekindling the Cold War. You don't really believe that, do you?
Well, I don't write anything that I don't believe, but I can tell you that I believe that the United States needs to deal with the Chinese communists in a way that is very definitely takes a firm hand with these people, because you know that during our childhood, and I mean my childhood, your childhood, when the Cold War was going on, Phil, it would have been nice to have gotten some direction, I think, from parents who were mindful of the dangers of communism. I think you're seeing right now the very heavy-handed and dictatorial way in which the Chinese are telling us what we're going to do. They've got our pilots under lock and key. We don't know what's happening to them. They've got our plane under lock and key. We don't know what's going on with that. If I had had the kind of direction I think kids today should get, I'd like to give them, I would not have had to work so hard on the political end of my life.
I don't know what you just said there, man.
The point I'm making is that I think the Cold War could restart.
Yeah, you think the Cold War could restart? Well, what's that got to do with the way kids are taught?
Because I think the children in America are the ones who need to be educated to the realities of communism, and that it is something that can very definitely rise up again, whether or not...
Well, the Cold War, man, and the Iron Curtain, all that stuff's like yesterday's news. The only real communist power left in the country is China.
And it is a formidable power. It is a godless and dictatorial power. And I want to tell you something, Phil. If I could speak to the kids that are in your audience right now, I'd like to take this opportunity, and I want to tell them that I think it's important, as you look at these events unfold in China, I know that you're frightened. I know that you are scared about the implications. I don't want to scare you, but I want to tell the children, especially the little kids right now, Phil.
Yeah?
Communism is a very bad thing, and you need to let your mothers and fathers know that you're frightened of the implications around this China thing. If we do the wrong things, we can play into the hands of the Chinese communists.
See, to me, it sounds like you're trying to scare the kids.
I'm not scaring anybody, and I'm not trying to scare. I'm trying to talk to you kids that are listening right now with your mothers and fathers. If you hear your mom and dad talk about socialized medicine or food stamp programs or abortion or anything, if you know anybody who supports that, that is wrong and that's bad. And that could be a communist thing.
And Wait, whoa, okay? These are not necessarily communistic ideas.
Let me say to the kids, Mr. Hendry is an example of what I'm talking about.
Wait a second, you're saying that food stamp programs, you're telling... All right, let me say to the little kids, food stamp is not necessarily...
Is there freedom of speech here, Mr. Hendry?
I'm sorry?
Is there freedom of speech in your program?
Of course there is.
Then may I finish? Because you've interrupted and you're trying to hijack this conversation.
Sir, I said...
Is there freedom of speech or not on your program?
Go ahead.
I want to talk to the little kids that are listening. Kids, if you don't watch your parents and make sure they don't have these liberal socialist ideas, our country, and when I say our country, I mean Disneyland, McDonald's, SeaWorld, it will all go away. It'll go bye-bye, like when your daddy goes bye-bye to work in the morning. Our country will go bye-bye. If you know of people who believe in socialized medicine or abortion or environmental crazy stuff, you have to call a man who will help make your parents or the adults you know think right.
I think this is untenable. I think...
Is there freedom of speech, sir?
Look, if there's freedom of speech...
See, the talk show host, kids, is monopolizing the...
Go ahead and finish.
I want to tell the little kids, the talk show host won't let me say what I want to say, but please call this number...
Kids, this is the talk show host, and you can... I'm going to let him...
Yeah, but you keep interrupting me, don't you?
I was going to say I was going to let you say what you wanted to say.
But you keep interrupting me, don't you? I want to speak to every single little kid. Communism can still hurt our country. And what I mean by that is it can hurt your mommy and daddy. So please call 213-251-3189 and let us know if there's any adults in your house who believes in these things. And
can I ask a question?
I'm not finished, sir.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
What are you going to do when the kids call that number and give the name of their parents or...
We can re-educate. We can send information to that home, Phil. We are dealing right now with the reality that so many people said didn't exist after the fall of the Iron Curtain. The communist threat and the reemergence of the Cold War. I want to tell the little kids who are listening, if you don't want to see Santa Claus go bye-bye, then please don't let communism...
I think that this is wrong to be manipulating the kids this way, okay? I think it's wrong...
It's wrong to educate children to the reality of communism. If it's wrong to educate children to the reality of creeping socialism and the fellow travelers, then I think it's wrong to be a parent. And I wanted to, I just wanted the opportunity to tell the little kids that, Mr. Henry, because as much as I respect the fact that you have a talk show... monopolizing the conversation.
All right, well, let me give our phone number here. It's 1-800-449-8686. And you know what? You can have all of the supporters you want talking to you about this stuff. I just think telling the children that the country's going to go bye-bye if their parents support socialized medicine, I think it's wrong. I think it scares the children.
I don't think it's scaring the children.
Well, what do you think it is?
I think it's alerting the children. Mr. Henry, I had four kids. I haven't seen my family in a long time. I spend most of my time trying to get Clinton out of office. As the result, I lost my family, and I went from living in a 2,500-square-foot home to I now have a cot on the service porch of my mother's home in Culver City. I have to live with my mother, and my mother, oh, I can't even begin to tell you how much I really don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be living with my mother. But I had to because we were working on trying to get Clinton out of office.
And you ignored your family and your wife and your kids to the point where you lost them.
I was working for the betterment of this country, and if it means that I have to stay on a cot on the service porch of my mother's home, as painful, as excruciatingly painful as the thought of living with my mother is, and let me just be frank.
Don't you love your mother? I mean...
I love my mother, but I will not allow our country, and I want to tell the little tiny children, Santa Claus and McDonald's and Jesus, if the communists take over our country, they'll nail Jesus to the cross again.
And I think this is wrong, man. I mean,
well, you know what? Maybe you just can't stand the fact that there's Christianity. And
I think it's wrong to say that the communists are going to nail Jesus to the cross again.
They will. They'll nail him to the cross, little kids.
Wait. Heather, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Heather? Yes, go ahead, Heather.
I'm calling about the gentleman, and I use it loosely.
Okay, Heather, your car phone broke up. Can you say that again?
Okay. He's cut. Oh, my husband's pulling up now. I'm calling about the gentleman.
Okay, you know what? Your car phone is, like, cutting in and out, so I'm going to put you on hold. And
great first call, Phil.
The car phone's crapping out. 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. He believes that the Cold War could very much be restarted with this China incident that we've been living through. I think that's the height of paranoia, if you want my honest opinion, although I realize that he's entitled to his. What I don't like, though, is the fact that he's telling the kids that Santa Claus and Jesus will go bye-bye if the if your parents believe in abortion or socialized medicine. I think that's wrong, and I'm saying so on this program. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I just had a flash. Bill McGathy from WORJ in Orlando is here. Now, I know it's been years since WORJ in Orlando, but that's WORJ in Orlando where I last saw Bill. And he had long red hair and a big red beard, and now he still has long red hair and a big red beard. Now he wears a big red suit and he rides a sleigh. So it's great. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Back with Larry Grover.
That's great when you see somebody who you haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, let's get back to what you're talking about, though, man, about how you want the little children to go tell their parents that socialized medicine and abortion means the communists are going to take over, and that means Jesus is going to go bye-bye.
Mr. Hendry, I think it's important for children to observe the behavior of their parents. And I think
that's like 1984 or Jonestown, man.
No, sir, it is not, because it's about God. 1984 was godless. Jonestown was godless. This is about God, and it's about the survival of our country. I don't think there's anything wrong with asking a child to observe the aberrant behavior of their parents.
All right, hold on. I got Heather is back here. Heather?
Hi.
Go ahead, Heather.
Good.
Very good.
I'm talking about...
Is this the lady who was
on
the car phone?
Yeah, go ahead, Heather.
Yes, I was. I pulled over.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about the gentleman, and I use that term loosely, that's on the air right now.
Uh-huh.
I may not know a law, and I may not be the most educated person, but I do know that you cannot educate children by scaring them.
I'm not scaring them. I'm simply saying that Jesus...
You were talking about free speech.
Yes.
Give me free speech.
Let her have free speech.
You be quiet. You listen to me.
Jesus is going to go bye-bye.
Quit doing that.
You know what? You want to talk about Jesus going bye-bye. It's people like you that are going to make Jesus go bye-bye in children's eyes, because you're a person that wants them to believe everything you believe. They have their own minds. You can't warp children's minds into believing what you want them to believe.
Ma'am, I'm a Christian. I am a Christian.
I am a going Christian. You can't give me that. Abortion is not going to make Jesus go bye-bye. Jesus will not ever go bye-bye.
If the communists of China...
If he's going to go bye-bye, then you need to question your faith.
If the Chinese communists are allowed to infiltrate, socialize, and eventually, using the fellow travelers within our government, take over the government of the United States, Jesus and Santa Claus... I want to tell the little kids, SeaWorld will go bye-bye.
Quit talking to the kids.
What's that, ma'am?
Don't even bring Santa Claus into
it.
You're trying to scare kids by saying McDonald's is going to go bye-bye, and...
Don't you believe the last line of defense, Heather, that we have for our country? You saw what the Chinese were trying to do to our flyers.
What I believe is that you cannot scare children into believing what you want them to believe. If you want to state a fact to a child, you state that to them like they're an adult,
right,
and they will understand.
All right, here are the facts. The Chinese communists using abortion and the gun control laws.
If you try to put fear into them to believe what you're saying, then you're not going to get anywhere. All you're going to do is scare them.
Well, Heather, do you have children? Do you have children?
Yes, I do.
I don't know. I will tell you this.
The lady says she has children.
All right, then I'd like
you
to say this to the children of Heather.
Children.
Watch
you
your mother.
With your mom.
No more Free Willy, no more Blue's Clues, no more Barney the Dinosaur.
With your life.
Good Lord.
That you left your family behind.
Yeah, and when you're living...
You can't use that. You cannot bring family into this and say that they're important to you. Taking Bill Clinton out of office was more important to you than your own family.
All right, I will tell you. Yes, Clinton getting out of office was more important to me than my kids.
Well, then
you
don't even belong on the air talking about children. You have no place, no right, no position, no education, obviously, enough to be talking about children.
I want to address the children of Heather. Watch your mother closely.
Okay.
What?
What are you doing now? You're trying
watch
to make this...
Watch your mother closely, that's right. They can watch me closely.
Watch her closely.
They can believe in Jesus. And they will know the facts in what's going on.
Heather, I think that what he's trying to do is purposefully rile you up.
I am not, and I find that to be very offensive.
The only thing that riles me up is the ignorance that is flowing from his mouth.
All right.
It's the ignorance and the stupidity of what he's
saying. I am sleeping on a cot in the service porch of my mother's home. Oh,
that's your
man.
Fault, buddy. That's
you know,
your fault.
I
you
don't like it.
You should have been more in tune with your family. Oh. Your family should have been more important to you than taking Bill Clinton out of
office. Let me ask you
something.
Do you love your mother? Do you love your mother? Go ahead. Tell me, Larry, whether you love your mother or not.
Hesitation.
Oh,
does
can't
that
say
mean
it,
that
huh?
She wasn't good to you.
Does my
that
mother
mean
used
that
to take
you
me.
Shouldn't look up to her.
Sing it like they said in Fish Called Wanda. Sing it.
I love.
He can't say that he loves his mother.
Well, no
Are you
wonder
loving that?
He's stating these facts. Or actually, if he can't say he loves his own mother, obviously, if you can't
there's
love your own mother, I'm sure
there's
your children don't love you.
There's something going on. I think that's the sleeping on the cot on the service porch, and you're telling... Heather, thank you for your call.
I love
you.
Got it. Why do you do... I think you're embarrassing me.
Yeah, you're embarrassing yourself. 1-800-449-8686. Denise on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes. I think this guy's an idiot.
You called me an idiot?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, you think so, but you're not sure yet.
No, I know so. Let's put it that way. You know,
why am I an idiot? Because I love my country.
What?
I love my country, and I'm asking the children to keep an eye on people like you.
No, you don't.
Who believe in socialism.
If you love your country, you would not talk this way over the phone. I mean, over the intercom.
Over the intercom. That's what I'm on right now, yeah. Maybe I'm coming through the fillings in your teeth right now.
You would not talk this way if you loved your country.
Maybe I'm coming through the radiator right now, Denise.
Okay, she made a mistake. You meant to say the radio, didn't you, Denise?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Thanks, talk show host, for helping her out. Denise, right now the Chinese communists, have our pilots, they have our plane, and they are trying to promulgate a Cold War, which Ronald Reagan, God bless him, was able to...
Sir, let me say something to you, okay?
I
you cannot tell these kids anything like that, because they go to school, they learn about our government, they learn about our...
Are you a midget?
What?
Are you a midget?
No, they learn about... Hello?
Okay. Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay.
What?
I'm on a cell phone, too.
I'm on a cell phone, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm on a cell phone, too.
They learn about
kids, if you want to play with your Razor scooters, watch your parents. The communists will take your scooters away.
Just let her finish.
Right.
All right, Denise. Thanks for your call.
Hanging up on her, huh?
Just thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Go ahead. Say that you love your mother.
You are doing this to embarrass me.
Just tell me. I know your mother. Vi, I know her very well. Say you love her. You don't love your mother, do you? Because the very thing you accuse the communists of, you have...
I love...
You can't even say it, man.
Yes, I can. I love... Henry, I never thought I'd say this, but GDU to hell.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right.
GD me, huh?
Yeah.
Why don't you just say the whole thing? Go ahead, say ga... Yeah, this guy's freaked out. 1-800-449-8686. Maybe we ought to interview Bill here in the next half hour. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, with Larry Grover, who thinks that kids ought to spy on their parents. No, you didn't. You were saying that Santa Claus is going to go bye-bye and that, SeaWorld is going to go bye-bye.
That is a way of communicating to the children the very real danger of a communist Cold War situation that their parents can bring on if they are not mindful.
But you're saying that if the parents believe in, we're back on the air. See, I'm so involved in this argument with you. You're saying that the parents believe in abortion, environmental issues, or socialized medicine, food stamp programs, they're communist.
I'm saying that that is a step towards socialization. Yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We're talking with Larry Grover, who is telling the children in our audience, basically, that Jesus will be crucified again if your parents believe in food stamp programs. What a horrible thing.
If you, I would just say to the kids, if you want to see the Little Mermaid in a frying pan, ignore China and how your parents react to it.
That is wrong.
Well, it could happen.
Yeah, could happen. Here is Meredith on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, Larry, can I talk to you for a moment? And I'd like you not to interrupt me.
Oh, you're setting the rules already. You want to talk, but you're setting the rules.
Yes.
You want to talk, but you're setting the rules, huh?
Larry.
Yeah, that's what she's doing.
All right, Larry.
So why don't you say, would you like to lecture to me for a few minutes?
All right, well, that's what you've seemed to be doing the last hour.
Exactly, exactly. Go ahead, Meredith.
All right.
Talk
I'm sorry. Do you know what the word zealot means, Larry? That is what you are. I don't like communism. I don't. I don't like communism.
Well, that's a fresh, refreshing approach.
Well, I'm glad I refresh you. I don't believe it works, and I believe history has shown us that. But that is my opinion. I live in a democracy, and we can say whatever we want. You accused Mr. Hendry of not giving you your First Amendment right. It is a First Amendment right to speak openly about communism. It is their right. It's a parent's right to teach their children whatever it is they wish, and it is not your place to tell them that.
I'll bet you there was a time when you liked communism, but now that it isn't popular and chic, you don't believe in it anymore.
Oh, it's plenty chic. People in Hollywood love communism.
Oh, really? Where's that?
Oh, this
Yeah.
That's
you got any kids?
I'm sorry?
You have any kids?
No.
No, you wouldn't.
Okay.
Yeah, it's true.
Right, yeah. I'm 25, so I'm glad I don't have children. I don't have to have an abortion, isn't this the idea?
Let me just say this, Meredith.
All right.
Little children out there,
tell me what you have to say.
I believe that kids are the last line of defense against a future that could imperil this country. You can see what happened to the Chinese communists, okay?
I believe in that. I believe the children are
But God is going to go bye-bye.
Will you stop that?
God's going to go bye-bye.
Stop it. Here is Amanda. Hi, Amanda. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes,
okay.
Hi.
Okay, it's pretty sad that he says that God is going bye-bye, right?
I said Jesus is going to go bye-bye.
Yeah, but he is not.
Well, he will if the communists take over.
How are the communists going to take over?
Well, right now, they took our spy plane. They can get the information from the spy plane, figure out how to invade America, and the next thing you know, Disneyland will have to close down.
Good Lord, you'd say that to this child. And
allow me my right to free speech, Mr. Henry. Go ahead, Amanda. What's your next question?
Okay, but why would you say that?
Well, because it could happen. Imagine a world, Amanda, where there's no McDonald's and no Santa Claus.
Oh, man.
Hold on. Larry?
Hold on, Mother.
No, Mr. Henry?
Yes. Amanda, can you hold on for a minute?
Yes.
Who is this?
This is Vi. Vi Grover, Phil.
Mother.
No, I want to say something.
All right, look at Amanda, I got Larry's mother on the phone here, okay, dear?
Okay.
Thank you for calling, though. Vi, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. Larry?
Mother, please.
Larry, give me the phone. I wanted to mention to you, did you hear what happened?
Did I hear what happened?
Mother!
Did I hear what happened?
Yes, hold on for a minute. Did you hear what happened?
Mother!
No, I did not.
Larry asked a girl out last Friday night, brought her back here.
Mother, please!
No, give me the phone. Brought her back here, and she left. She was crying. I woke up and I heard the commotion. Apparently, Larry had exposed himself to her.
Mother, I didn't...
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. Pulled it out.
Mother!
Well, I think Mr. Hendry is entitled to know these things. And he comes running after her with it waving in the breeze. And it...
Oh, but you're... She's purposely embarrassing me, Mr. Hendry.
I'll get on the extension.
Mother!
And it's just flapping all around. what little there is of it, and the girl is crying. Oh, my God.
Well, look, I don't think we should share.
No, but I heard the way he's talking to these children. And, you know, it's funny because there was a time, Larry, you'd agree with this, that I enjoyed screwing with your mind, too, didn't I?
Your mother, let me in. Mother, let me in.
Wait, is he locked out of the room?
Oh, yes. I had to lock him out.
I got the extension here. I'll do it.
Yeah, I just hung up on him again.
And so a girl came over Friday night, and Larry was...
That's right, he pulled it out. Pulled it out and waved it to her face.
That sucks, man.
Mother, let me in! How dare you!
You can hear him yelling like a mad freak. He's just crazy.
Well, I'm awfully sorry to hear that.
But I thought I'd come on and embarrass him and continue the torture. And
do you like him living on your service porch?
Oh, my God, no. By the way, he was running after that girl yelling, God bless America.
Okay.
Listen to him. Isn't he sick? He's so sick.
All right. Listen, Vi, thank you. I think I've got all the information I need.
All the information you need to have him put away.
That's right.
All right.
Mother!
Oh, blow it out your ass. All right, Phil.
Okay, thanks.